Krueger here, and you're listening to Mike the Birdman Dodd and the rest of the crew this week in Geek.net.
This show is brought to you by OffWorldDesigns.com. OffWorldDesigns.com is the place where you can find the nerdiest t-shirts and more at prices that won't break the bank. OffWorldDesigns.com offers shirts from all fandoms and hobbies and even some other pretty cool stuff like messenger bags that can hold your plus one sort of awesome and so much more. You can use promo code GEEKSRULE to get 10% off your entire order. OffWorldDesigns.com is a proud sponsor of This Week in Geek.net. Hey guys, what's going on? You are listening to This Week in Geek.net's Nerd News Network, and I am your humble host, Mike the Birdman Dodd. Well guys, today is Friday, June 13th, 2014. Man, it's been kind of a week here. We finally got our Future Imperfect out yesterday. I hope you're happy. I am. Me and Steve Megatron Phillips from the Geekcast Radio Network recorded a couple of different shows. We recorded our history of spaceflight and the future of spaceflight. I'm pretty sure I got a few of those details wrong, so sue me, I guess. But yeah, you can check that out on the site right now. Also, what else we got going on this week on the site? Oh yeah! Probably going to be a new review show coming out probably over the weekend. It will be another solo gig, mostly because Blair's really busy with the final weeks of school coming up, and there's a lot of reading to do. I'm going to be talking about some WWE books that have come out, and I'm going to be talking about a Pathfinder role-playing book that'll help make your world a little bit more fleshed out. Also, as always, Tom has some additional stuff up on the site. As you can check out, make sure you're checking out his stuff. He is a funny guy. So, what are we going to be talking about on the Nerd News Network this week? Well, we got a lot of cool stuff to talk about. We're going to be talking how the NYPD's biggest gang bust actually helped, was actually helped by Facebook. We're also going to be talking about the wonders of stem cells and how they could potentially help you see again. Aaron Paul is in your living room screwing with your Xbox. We're also going to be talking about the kind of, I guess you could call it long-awaited DC universe coming together, so to speak. We're also going to be talking about a documentary that I cannot wait to talk about involving our favorite heroes in a half shell. So, I guess, let's kind of start this off with the, I guess, the big story of the week. And this one is rumor at this point, but allegedly, a source has posted about what's going on with the DC movie verse. They don't have a name for it yet, kind of like Marvel does with the MCU. So I guess the DCU, whatever. So Comic-Con is coming up in probably just a little over a month. So DC obviously has to go out there and show something. Now that Batman versus Superman got pushed back a year to 2016, these guys have to start looking forward. So the rumor has it, is that May 2016 will have Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice. Then in July of that year, we're going to have Shazam. Then Christmas of that year, Sandman with Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Possibly Shazam might be played by The Rock. May 2017 will be Justice League. Then in July of that year, we're going to finally get a standalone Wonder Woman movie. Christmas of that year will be the Flash and Green Lantern team-up. And then in May of 2018, Man of Steel 2. This is ambitious, to say the very least. I don't think cramming everything in the 4 years is such a smart plan, considering they haven't started production, or at least publicly, on any of this. And the Flash and Green Lantern, that's a little bit of a weird team up there. Now, allegedly, it will not be Ryan Reynolds donning the power ring again. I kind of hope they go with Jon Stewart and get that Idris Elba guy. I'm pretty sure I screwed up his name. Or maybe Kyle Rayner. I can assure you it won't be Guy Gardner, however. And I kind of wonder, I kind of doubt they'd go back to the well with Hal Jordan, but you never know. In relation to having the Flash there too, that's 3 years down the road, so hopefully the Flash TV show is still on the air, and they're not sure whether they're going to tie it into that universe or not, which would open up new possibilities for Arrow as well, and them having established their own kind of universe there. But then again, DC's got a lot on the pot right now, because Arrow's going into, I think it's third or fourth season. Constantine premieres this fall. So, I don't know. I kind of think trying to cram all this into 4 years is a little bit much. And I guess the big tell of this will be how Batman versus Superman does, because everyone's curious to see how Ben Affleck's going to be as Batman. You know what? I can't even remember the name of the dude. Henry Cavill, that's right. The guy that played Superman. How that's all going to play out. And how DC's going to try and differentiate themselves from the Marvel Universe, which, like I said, has kind of now set the bar for established universes coming together. So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how this all comes together. I guess we will find out in May 2016. Like I said, this is currently rumor. At this point, we're just going to have to wait and see what happens. My next story that I want to talk about, and this will be a brief mention, only because, well, it is. If you guys are familiar with the British TV show The Young Ones, you might remember a guy on there named Rick Mile. He was a very funny British comedian. You might know him best from the movie that premiered over here, I think early 90s, called Drop Dead Fred. Unfortunately, that actor has now passed away, I think at the age of 56. Terrible, terrible loss. I thought he was a really funny guy. My friends Andy and James Harris first showed me The Young Ones back in very early, I think 2002, maybe 2001, something like that. Either way, it was very early in the decade, and I thought the show was tremendously funny. I've seen him do a few other things here and there. Really sad that he's passed away. So wherever you are indeed the people's poet. You are dead, and we will miss you. And that was a line from The Young Ones. God rest, may you rest in peace. Going on to my next story here, kind of want to lighten things up a little bit. Aaron Paul, you know this guy from Breaking Bad, and if you look him up, he was also on The Price is Right a couple of years ago. Well, he's starring in a new advert for Xbox One, and when he yells Xbox on, it's actually turning on consoles. And this story, courtesy of Gizmodo, shows people on Twitter actually kind of doing it. Now, there's actually, I think there's a thread on Reddit about this as well, which is kind of funny. I just thought this was amusing, that the fact that the Xbox sensor would do this. And I kind of figured this was going to happen sooner or later, and I guess we should be thankful that he's not saying Xbox sign out or Xbox off. Because I remember when there was that one kid who trolled people in Call of Duty Ghosts by having Xbox sign out as his name, and that was screwing people up when they were playing Call of Duty Ghosts. Tremendously funny, though. I haven't seen Aaron Paul respond to it yet. I'm just looking at the thread on Reddit right now. Like I said, I haven't seen that Aaron Paul's responded yet, but that is kind of funny. There you have it. The next story, like I said, I'm kind of going through these fast today just because, truth be told, I actually got places to be today. But this story I found tremendously cool. Once again, coming from Gizmodo, the NYPD's biggest gang raid was actually enabled by a million Facebook posts. So last week on June 4th, the New York Police Department raided the General Ulysses S. Grant and Manhattanville housing projects in West Harlem. Biggest gang raid ever, and 40 suspects were arrested. They were able to get 145 indictments, including ones for murder, assault, conspiracy, and it all comes from Facebook posts and other social networks, so probably like Twitter, etc., etc. And originally, the NYPD were trying to figure out how to solve a territory dispute, you know, but it turns out they got a whole hell of a lot more. So in addition to going through recorded phone calls, going through Facebook messages, etc., etc., it was ridiculous. And I'm kind of reading it here. Some of the things that they were able to find out were things like $200 looking for help to purchase a 40 caliber handgun. And people saying, I'm going to hurt you real bad, etc., etc. And then you get, where people get a little more graphic, where saying, I killed this motherfucker, I beat him with a hammer, stuff like that. That's kind of amazing. Now, it's kind of cool that the police are able to get this information, and the social networks involved are able to share it with the police departments. And I don't see this as a terribly bad thing. Yes, I can see the inevitable privacy issues which would come up from something like this. But if they're stopping gang problems and more drugs and weapons on the street, once again, I guess it comes down to who watches the watchman sort of thing. But I'm glad these people were able to be caught, the whole 40 of them, and hopefully some of these 145 indictments stick. And we'll have less dangerous people on the street. Most certainly something we can always hope for. The next story that I want to talk about, this comes from The Telegraph in the UK. Retina has been grown from stem cells that could once again allow the blind to see. So macular degeneration, it's one of those conditions that's most commonly associated with blindness. So what they're doing is, from the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, is they've taken stem cells and retina cells and grown them in a petri dish over the course of like 2 or 3 weeks. And they've been able to get the light-sensitive retina. And what the retina is, it's a layer of photosensitive cells and neurons on the back of the eye that converts light signals into nerve messages, which basically translates into what you see. So what they've done, the lead scientist, Dr. Valeria Cantosolar, says, we've basically created a miniature human retina in a dish that not only has the architectural organization of the retina, but also has the ability to sense light. The work advances opportunities for vision-saving research and may ultimately lead to technologies that restore vision in people with retinal diseases. That's incredibly cool. She also goes on to say, when we began this work, we didn't think stem cells would be able to build up a retina almost on their own. In our system, somehow the cells knew what to do. So over the course of like 28 weeks, sorry, I got that number way wrong, they were able to make this mini retina. And when they actually shine light on it, it actually reacted the same way a human eye would. So this is really cool, the fact that they could actually do this. And it's amazing what stem cells can do. They're basically like the body's go-to cell if you need something repaired. And obviously there's a number of ethical questions that come up with using stem cells. And, well, I'm not going to comment on that here so much. But if we can help use that research to save people and help get more people able, then I really don't see a problem with it in a lot of ways. I really hope this research does lead to something good. I'm really looking forward to it. So hopefully we'll get more information out of this as the years and the months go by out of the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. The last story that I want to talk about, this one is involving a trailer. And I'm actually going to post it for you below. This one I actually just found out about in the last couple of days. And what this is, it's basically they're going to do a new Ninja Turtle documentary. And what this, I'm just trying to find I actually got sent this a couple days ago, and I want to make sure that I read you when this is coming out. It comes out in August, specifically. And, well, it's kind of looking at the history of TMNT all the way from the beginning of the black and white comic book to now, and it looks incredibly friggin' cool. The trailer is just under a minute long, and it talks to people like Kevin Eastman, Peter Laird, but also talks to people from Playmates as well, and actually a person we've interviewed on the show, Carl Aronian, who's the Chief Turtle Officer over at Playmates. And it's really neat. The fact that Ninja Turtles, it turns, I think, 30 this year, such a big deal, and everybody's getting involved. I mean, the new Turtles movie comes out in August. The toys are, the new movie toys are, should be hitting shelves in just a couple of weeks now, from what I understand. And the more I see about the trailers, the more excited I'm actually getting. And I'm actually going to publicly say, I'm actually really looking forward to the new Turtles movie to see what someone else can bring to the table for the Turtles. And I'm still not 100% on the new designs of them. It's the nose that kind of screws it up for me, but hey, it could be actually legitimately really cool. Who knows? Looking at some of the toys for this, I think they look really cool, actually. And this documentary, the fact that it looks back on this franchise that's been around for this long, that's really cool. Now, there's actually a book coming out, and should be out now, if not very, very soon. And it's called the TMNT, I think it's called The Complete Visual History. I'm actually looking at my copy right now. I actually have a version from the publisher that is what they would give out to basically press, so you can read the book early before it comes out. Yeah, it's called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: The Ultimate Visual History by Andrew Farrago. And I'm actually interviewing this guy in just a couple of weeks. And I'm really looking forward to talking turtles with this, mostly because my friend Jamie, my co-host on the prototype, really got me back into Ninja Turtles. And it's one of those things that I absolutely loved back when I was a child. And now that I'm older and into documentaries, I actually remember talking to Carl a couple of years ago, back when I first interviewed him, kind of pitching an idea remarkably similar to this. But obviously these guys are a lot more accomplished and have a lot more money to them than I'll ever have. But it's really cool. So I'm looking forward to this. It comes out in August on DVD and on video on demand. Now it comes out on August 12th. So really recommend you guys try and find this. I'm going to try and secure a early copy so I can hopefully have something to add to the conversation. I also should be talking about some of the new TMNT toys, actually, in the next couple of days, if not tomorrow. I got the new wave for the turtle stuff. I got Razar. I got Splinter in his dojo outfit. I also got the Neutralizer and Slash as well. So I'll be talking about those on the review show tomorrow. So going to be a lot of neat stuff coming up on the site. So that's pretty much going to do it for what I got to talk about this week on the Nerd News Network. So hopefully you guys will check out things like Future Imperfect. It would definitely mean a lot to me if you guys did that. Also, keep it locked here for more reviews. Speaking of reviews, should hopefully have a review for Mario Kart. I'm hoping kind of early next week. I've just been really busy. Jamie and I should be doing an E3 wrap-up prototype. A lot of good stuff, especially Nintendo, I think, had a fantastic showing this year, which is kind of why I didn't talk about any E3 stuff in this particular Nerd News, because you know what? We have an entire show dedicated to video game topics. I'm sure I'll have something to talk about with that with Jamie. So anyway, guys, until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard, and it's Friday the 13th, and it's a full moon, guys, so I wouldn't recommend going outside, having sex, drinking, smoking, drugs, or anything of the like. Just stay home, read a book, and keep your doors and windows locked.
Wanna see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show.
So don't miss it. What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Oh my God, there's snot on my face.
And I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dub. And I'm not a join. Not a join. What the f*** does that mean? F*** that. 10 seconds.
No, you gotta keep that.
Let's do this. Let's do this right the first time.
F*** you guys. Ew, it's in my mouth. Oh, God.
Oh, what's it taste like, Mike?
Water. Ew, salty.
Let's start this episode with shat.
Okay, I'm good, Geico.
Holy shit. Oh my gosh, freak, die, holy crap, whoa, where did it go?
I'm like a stupid monkey.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear, somebody random, I don't know, maybe even a hot chick. Yeah, let's go with that.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
How are you? Actually, no.
They never will.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content, as well subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Send us a Twitter message by replying to @ThisWeekInGeek. Lastly, you can email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. This extra music was produced by Pronobozo at PronoBozo.com. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.